For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mind Aware, 638.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. Hey, and a big shout out to Katie at Family Travel Folio. Thank you so much for the nice review. I love it. She says it's so nice to get the wake-up call and get motivated and focused. Yay! I really appreciate you saying that. And thank you to everybody who takes a second and writes a review, because it makes a huge, huge difference. And I appreciate you. It doesn't go unnoticed. So I want to talk with you today about a story that happened to me, a little story about a psychic that I think you're going to appreciate. And I haven't told people this story. You'll understand why, because it's kind of a story that it was a little humbling and you feel a little weird sharing it, but I figured what the heck, why not just tell y'all what happened? So let me set up what happened. This is many years ago now. I'm going to ballpark it and say we're probably pretty close to a decade ago that this happened. And I was at one of these New Age fairs with a dear friend. And you know the kind of fairs, and this was a pretty big one, where they rent out like a convention center, and there are all these crystals and pyramid stuff and psychics and tarot card readers and all everything you could ever imagine in the woo-woo world. And we were having a good old woo-woo time, walking around, looking at everything, buying stuff and exploring. And my friend decided to go to this psychic that had a booth. And she was actually a channel. And she said, I'm going to go do this. I said, cool, go do that. And I didn't really have that much interest in getting a reading done. And I feel like I get the answers that I need already, and I feel happy with that. So she went and she got her reading done. And I was wandering around while it was happening. And then she came up to me after the reading was done. And she told me everything the woman said. And the woman, by the way, side note, is kind of famous in our local area here. I've heard her name before, and she's kind of famous. And so she told me details, really specific details, that the woman told her that I knew to be 100% true, and really obscure, weird stuff. Like, I was kind of blown away at the accuracy of the reading. And I said, holy cow, that's just unreal that she was so accurate like that. I may do this after all. And she said, yeah, absolutely. Go do this. So I went up to the booth, and the booth was set up in two parts. There was the front part where people would, you know, take your money for the reading and tell you about what was going to happen. And then there was this back part. There was a big, dark, satiny curtain that blocked out all the light and cut really a lot of the noise from what was going on at the New Age show. And there were two chairs and a table in there, and you walk behind the curtain and you sit down, and there's the woman. And so I did, you know, paid my money, went in, and I sat down in the chair across from her, and her head was down. And at first I thought it looked like she was sleeping, but I knew that wasn't right, of course. And I thought, well, she must be connecting or something. So I was waiting, and I just sat there for maybe 15 seconds or 20 seconds, which doesn't sound like long, but it's a long time when you're just sitting there quietly. And then she looked up and she went, it was this big gasp, you're an angel. And so I felt a little embarrassed, and I kind of laughed, you know, a little bit. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's nice. You know, like I thought maybe she was complimenting me. And she said, no, really, you are an angel. And you're here and you're incarnate because you're supposed to help people. And she went on with this whole long thing, kind of laying out my mission here. And it was glorious. It was really, really fun to hear about. So I'm going to stop the story right there temporarily to say the reason I don't tell this story is because it's a little weird and embarrassing. Because when you tell this story, it's like going, I just want to tell everybody I'm an angel. So I'm here to let y'all know that I'm an angel. And that's why I'm telling this story. And so for years, I mean, this is a decade ago, I've got this. And I think I've told this story maybe to some of my Celebrity Formula peeps or my Train Your Brain You peeps. But I really haven't talked about this story much just because it's been so drilled into me from little on, like you don't brag, you don't talk highly of yourself. And how much more highly can a person talk of themselves than to say, by the way, in case you were wondering, I'm a heavenly being incarnate here in the flesh. So needless to say, I don't talk about this much. But nonetheless, this is what this woman revealed to me. She revealed I'm an angel and I'm here doing all this. So I thought about this for a long time after this happened. And I, at first, you know, I told my friend what she said. And my friend said, totally spot on. She was very accurate for you too. And, you know, we kind of chuckled about it. And I kind of made a joke about it the rest of the day. Every time I wanted something, I'd say, well, you kind of got to do it because I'm an angel, right? And it became kind of a standard running joke. But then I really started thinking about it. All kidding aside and all seriousness aside, like I'm not necessarily owning what she told me, but I am owning the concept of it. What if not only I, but you were here on a mission? What if there was a bigger divine purpose to it? Or what if you were an angel? I started playing with this idea. So this is a decade ago, this happened to me. And so now and again, it comes up. And I started playing with the idea. And I'll give you an example of how it comes up. I was in a line at one of these kind of 7-Eleven type stores, like a Quick Trip or something. And there was somebody who was standing next to me in front of me, who was one of these talk to stranger type persons, and talker, 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 wants to tell you her whole life story and all the misery and complaint she had. And I was in a really particular good mood and connected that day. And she just told me her whole life story. And I listened and I, you know, said as many nice things as I could to help encourage her and help her feel better and hope that she walked away feeling better. And then I got to my car after the encounter and I said, that's an example of what it's like being an angel. That's being connected in the moment. And I gave myself a little pat on the back and little kudos about being centered and leaving somebody feeling better than when I met them. And put out the intention and desire for myself to be like that more often and be like that as much as I could. And asking myself, what would my life look like if I really believed what this psychic said? How would I act in the world? Who would I be in the world? How much more freely would I broadcast my message if I bought into this idea that I was an angel and this was my mission? And I'm saying this not so that you can send me a bunch of emails saying, yes, Dana, you should do this or you are one. I'm saying this because what if you are? What if you are here, and I'm using the term angel, but you can fill in the blank with anything that fits your particular belief system. What if you are here on a mission? What if you can freely be, do, say anything you want to because it's your life purpose? What if you are supposed to step into your celebrity and be the biggest you that you can be? What if the planet is counting on you to be the biggest you that you can be? What if this is your mission? What if this was the plan all along? So I encourage you, play with that idea. Think about that idea. See how it comes up in your life. For me, what happens, and it still comes up now and again, I think about it, but what happens is it really highlights the ways I hold myself back, the ways I don't show up as the biggest me. And it's a continual reminder of how to take those chains off and take those parameters off and take those barriers away from myself and be the bigger, better, bolder me that's here for the full adventure. And so that's why I decided to tell you this story. And I know many of you that are listening to the podcast, you actually are angel readers and you work with angels. This isn't one of my particular buttons. You know, we all have different things that we study, and angels isn't one of my particular buttons, but I really like this concept and I am sharing it with you because I think you'll really like it too. And so what is the quote unquote work? What is the play we're doing? Stepping into our celebrity, stepping in a bigger way, being the bigger, bolder you. You have got it in you to do that. By the way, side note, I want to share with you the URL, danawild.com/celebrity, danawild.com/celebrity, because I only do it once a year, but I do a program called the Celebrity Formula that relates just to this, because as you know about me by now, I always teach the things I have to learn, stepping into my celebrity and teaching you how to craft your own celebrity identity and step into it too. So you probably will get the page that says that there's a waiting list. But if you get in the loop and go to danawild.com/celebrity, you can at least hear about it when it does come up. And who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and you'll go there and it'll be available. Like, that could happen too. But in the meantime, for sure, do that little talk, say those little nice phrases, think about this, let it come up, ask yourself, how would you be different if you were here on a mission? What would be different for you if you were an angel incarnate? How would you speak your message, do your thing, bigger and better and more? Because you are a celebrity already. You already can step into this. And the best way to do it is to start thinking that I'm stepping into this. It's getting easier. Life is good. I'm ready to be the full me. I'm open to being the full me. It's happening already. I love stepping into my celebrity. I love thinking about myself like an angel on a mission. It's so fun. I'm so ready. Oh yeah, that's how you do it. You totally got this.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?